Hey guys, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that comes up all the time when we're coaching guys, and that is really about how do I deal with, you know, those emotional storms or the turmoil or the strain, the struggle in the relationship when things are difficult, when I come home from work and there's just shouting and arguing and it all seems to be coming my way and it sounds like it's my fault. How do I deal with that without either shutting down and completely disconnecting or without blowing up or, you know, without basically snarkily kind of digging back at the other person? How can I deal with that? And so first and foremost, the way we would talk around this is, well, you've got to know who you are, right? You've got to know what you stand for. You've got to know how you want to communicate. How do you communicate in a situation like that at work, for example? Somebody loses it at work and they've just got so frustrated that it's ended up coming out at whoever, another teammate or you or whatever. They've just got to that point. How do you deal with that in work? In work, oftentimes it's easy for us. Oh, that's easy. I know exactly what I have to do. In that situation, I have to sit down with this person, sit down with the other person, you know, get them to talk it out through, and then find a level ground where we can move forward. It's a similar thing in a relationship. It's a similar thing. The difference is that you have a different set of values oftentimes, or a different character in a relationship, and a lot of times that character is being based on the other person, like how the other person is thinking about you, how they're being towards you. You know, we'll often talk about women's tests, which are often subconscious. When she's pushing to feel, you know, that consistent energy from you, that calmness, you know, that understanding or that willingness and desire to understand what she's going through in that moment, rather than getting caught up in the, why is she always like this? Why do we always end up having arguments like this? Why can't I just come home from work and everything be calm? You know, I'm tired, it's been a long day, blah, blah, blah. So first and foremost, how do you show up for yourself in a way that makes you feel good about you? Right? So calmness, I'll often talk about calmness being so important, because if you're not calm, you cannot show up in a way that makes you feel good and proud about who you are and how you're showing up as a partner, as a father, you know, as a leader at home or at work. If you don't stay calm, it's very difficult to be deliberate about how you deal with stuff. So calmness is a great first character value. And then consideration, right? Understanding, compassion. All those things allow you to be curious about what's really going on underneath the emotion that you're seeing or you're feeling in that moment. You know, humor, right? Being able to just lighten the mood a little bit. I know oftentimes lightening the mood in a situation that's tense doesn't go down well. But sometimes when you're able to stand consistently and, you know what, I know this isn't about me because I've just walked in the door and it might be coming in my direction, it might be sounding like it's all about me, but actually I know this is something else that's going on here. So how can I just stand here and know that I have a lot of value and a lot to give in this situation? And part of the reason that we're together is because I provide stuff that the other person hasn't got. And so in this moment, you know, how can I even just give her one of those looks that says, I love you, I see that you're going through some stuff and I'm here for you. Like, what do you need? Right? She may not be able to ask you. She may not be able to explain to you what's going on at that moment. And that's okay. Right? The place that where we go wrong is that oftentimes we'll take that she's not able to explain to us. She's not able to open up and tell us what's going on. She's only stuck in the emotion of what's happening right there. We're not able to see that and stay detached from it and still be available to offer some kind of support or to just step in, right? To just step in and start doing what it is that you see that needs to be done to help that situation, to relieve some of the pressure. Just one little thing that you see that could be something that reduces the load on the other person who's under pressure in that moment. That one little thing can be just the one little sign. So she may not be able to hear what you're saying when you're saying, how are you, what's going on, or you know, do you need any help? But if you just step in and just start doing something and just, whatever it is, clear the table, right? deal with the kids, whatever it is, one little thing that takes a bit of pressure off, underneath that shows the care, shows the understanding, shows the willingness to want to help, to want to know what's going on in the situation. And ultimately, yeah, that it comes from a place of care. And that one little thing can make all the difference to her in the mood or the tension that she's feeling. And so that can allow everything to settle. So who do you know yourself to be? How can you show up in that situation that in a way that makes you feel good? Is there anything you can just see and do, right? Just lead by example and just start being the man that you know you are, the man that you know you enjoy being, rather than looking for any kind of validation from the other person, rather than looking for them to tell you what to do. How can you just step into that situation and know what to do and just do it? Not with no expectation for it to be received, with no expectation to get any thanks for it, but just because it's part of who you are. This is your home, this is your family, this is your environment. What do you take responsibility for in that moment to move things forward, to lead things somewhere different, to change the energy? So that's what I wanted to talk about today. So we still have a few spots left for our UK retreat coming up in April. Steve and I would love to see you there. So get in touch, the link's in the description underneath this video. We also have some spots for one-on-one coaching coming up. So again, come to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com. Have a look around, watch some videos, read some of the articles, and get in touch with us. You know, have a look at the courses and the programs that we run. Get in touch with us. We offer a free hour-long, sometimes goes longer, hour and a half long call where we'll just sit with you, hear what you have to say, ask you questions, really get to find out where you are and what's going on in your life and your relationship, and see if we can't help you get a different direction, set a different intention. We can obviously talk about the coaching side of things that we offer, but first and foremost, we're there to give you some support in that moment and to see if we can just help you move forward. Okay, thanks guys. Good to see you. Take care. Bye.